walking the dog. Actually walking to the Chinese and the local shop. And I have in my pocket the world's smallest corkscrew. At least I think it's in my pocket. Seem to have lost it in my many pockets, but that would kind of bound to happen because it's the world's smallest corkscrew. And I thought, well, why don't I test it on the world's tastiest bottle of wine? But as ever, I don't really have the world's tastiest bottle of wine. I have a collection of some of the world's most affordable bottles of wine, all of which have screw caps. So the dog walk will take me via a shop so that I can purchase a bottle with a cork in, if they still exist, and test this modern feat of engineering. See, I was in London today. I had an amazing, amazing day with some great, great friends. But there's always a, feel like there's a part of me missing, because I tend to leave the knife that is always on my belt, the Leatherman, at home, because especially when there's a royal wedding coming up, there's no doubt going to be some mega clamp down. And this ancient tool that I think is vital for everybody to have, everybody that doesn't have a violent streak in them and want to stab the nearest person. I don't see why there's any reason, you know, responsible people shouldn't carry them, and I have more than enough reason to carry them. I don't, obviously, in the big city. When you're around the villages and in the countryside, it's a little bit more relaxed. But it doesn't have a corkscrew on. So I'm always like, ooh, ooh, do I go for my Swiss Army knife or do I go for my Leatherman? Because the one thing the Swiss Army knives are great for, and that is opening bottles of wine. But with today's modern day and age, corkscrews aren't necessarily deemed as survival tools, and you don't need them anyway because they're normally screw tops. So I'm looking forward to a glass of wine, and those that I've spoken to very recently will know why, because I've got some really, 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 really welcome, fantastic personal news, which I guess when I started recording this I was going to share, but I don't know, I think I might keep it to myself and the family, because it is pretty amazing. All you need to know is I'm really, really happy. And I'll be drinking a glass of wine tonight. And I raise a glass to everybody that's listened this far.